Shir Yud in Sukkah continued, Yud Aleph Tishrei Tov Shema Aleph, September 21st, 1980, on Sunday continued.
Because we could say that even if it's part of the Adamus, in other words, let's say, here is the case, and the schach is put on top of this case of Mayon Chol, and then we build, here there's also another case, but here there's a case, we build and it's down. So even if it's less than the Adamus, from here to here, it should be possible. We shouldn't apply the halacha of faith nachum, because we could say the fact is that we do apply the halacha of faith nachum. But if the Gemara didn't tell us, we could say that only in the case where there is a ceiling. So then that case itself, could be used. Mashein came in this case. Because it's a mile on the hole. So at its own place it's not chazaleitem. Over here, so this wall is not a mile on the hole. So it's chazaleitem. Only thing is, there is chach posleitem. But this wall is chazaleitem. It's not more than chopam. Hi. Mashenikin here, this kesel is more than chopam. So it's not chosel edeifen at its natural place. So the melee, we do not say deif nakum. We could say that. Komash mo that we still apply the law of deif nakum. Now let's say Rashi. Vayishen ikas. Gagi. Vigagi shalem chalokini. Vishomi. Vloim shepoi. Vidit kazakak ben zoi. Vishichem vishach kosher al pi apras. We see from this Rashi. That in the days of Rashi, the Gagim were not flat, but they only shook. So he explains it. I mean, Bisman Chazal, the Gagim were flat. Visicha Mishach Kosha, the Abchaz, Vinitzo Mishach Kosha, Mitzvah, in Atman is the Bozar. So Pokhaz Mabam is Kshet, Shedit Gabay is Nasa Mitzvahs, Vatit Chopsu Amashekin Bintayin, Vein Isok Yimim Nadeh, Vineket Adik Natkan, Vein Kamsach Kosu, Lalu Deipe, Umichuba Mishach Kosh. So, Hoso Mudom Adik Natkan, Mishin Deipe, Vido Hoso Deipe, Vene Gebeya Mechishio, Vein Zoyot Leakne, Elo Kedin Mikaro Mishach, Avo Hoche Vene Hoso Deipe, Vyaki Yuse, Mishin Deishaze Gomem Deipe, Loi Oma Komash. That we apply the Aloche of Deif Nakumo, even in the case where the Deife at its real place is not Jose for Isuke. So we still apply the aloche of the Vinaku. Now, Hoiso Babo Yamichopamo, another different point. Hoiso Babo Yamichopamo, we put it stab it so, Ingeish, Misfasamo, Misfas stab it with the Alba Misfogwaki, Waksulo, or as now the Amisic Sheo. In other words, such a case. Let's say, this is the middle wall, and this is the two other walls. And this is the two other walls. Okay. Now, suppose, he'll just put it in the middle. Like this. In the middle, and it's removed In other words, in the middle, like this. So it's removed from all the walls. From all the walls. It doesn't touch. The Itzara does not join any wall. It's in the middle. So the Gemara tells us, suppose from here to this wall, it's less than Dalai Lama's. From here to this wall, it's less than Dalai Lama's. From here to this wall, it's less than Dalai Lama's. So we apply the halacha of Devin Akumo. And also, not just on one mechitzeh, but on all mechitzes. This is what, I mean, it seems to be mistaka. So, Hoysho, Gvoyo, Mechopam, Ugono, it started with Zos. In the ancient spots, it started with David Abamis, or who are so, Pastor Abamis, Shayo, Mike Marshall, and Mundi Bakuma, and a half. Maori gave me David Nakuma, and Wahaha Samuino. Abo, Kongwah, Yuah, Loi, Komash. So he says, actually, there is no Rashi on this. Now, the Ritva raises a question on this Gimon. The Ritva raises a question. Thema, wobei ich in Nifras, die Chol Ruach, die Ruach in Nifras, die Nifras werden zum Beispiel. It's not such a strong cash. He says, the Mishnah mentioned the Aloch of Bai She Nifras, the Aloch of Dev Akumo. So, Nifras is Mashma, in Venza. So in other words, we'll have to apply the Aloch of Dev Akumo in regard to each wall. So you could say that if not for this Gemara, we could limit the din of the Mishnah to a case where it's not Nifchas Be'emza. Where it's not Nifchas Be'emza. Alright. But he says, Pashkas Awashin of the Mishnah, Nifchas, means that it was Nifchas Be'emza. In other words, that the remaining portion of the ceiling here, the remaining portion of the ceiling here, the remaining portion of the ceiling here, but in the middle it was Nifchas. It was taken off. So why does Gemara say Malitain? So it's a mission of questions. Vim tema vobai she nifras of ruach ve ruach hu vim nifras. Di nifras ben tzamash. Vi yish leim adorekom. Malitain. Di chul ruach ve ruach hu yamrinom bim yusen lechaz yel veipen. Di nachshe bo nevna kumo. Rak ruach echot. Komash luon. Daf leichen lechaz yel veipen. Amrinom nevna kumo chul ruach ve ruach. So he says, the Pshat in the Gemara is, in the Gemara knew, I mean, that we know from the Lashon HaMishnah, that we can apply the Aloche of Deif Nakumo, even if it has to be applied to all this body, not only to one Mechitza, but we could say, now, Gemara before made its Richa say that if not for this Chiddush, I would say that the whole Aloch of Deif Nakumo is only Shayach when the whole Aloch of Deif Nakumo is only Shayach when the Deif in its place is adapted for the Sukkah. But if the Deif in its place is, let's say, it's a Lion Chop, is not fit for the Sukkah, then we don't apply the Aloche of Deif Nakumo. So Kamash will in the first thing that we apply the Aloche of Deif Nakumo, even in the case where it is not fit for the sukhi. So now Rabbi Moreh mentions another tzaddik, that since the whole halacha of Bit Lakumo is not in Yom Sinai, it's halacha of Mishnah Sinai. So the melech, so halacha of Mishnah Sinai has to be applied to certain places to which the halacha of Mishnah Sinai says it applies. So maybe we could say, true that the halacha of Mishnah Sinai says that the halacha of Bit Lakumo can be applied to all the tfanis, not just one day then. And the halacha of Mishnah Sinai also says that the halacha of Bit Lakumo can apply even to a mechitze, when the mechitze in its place is not chose for sukkah, but both together. In other words, when on one hand, so the mechitze in its place is not holy sukkah. On the other hand, it has to be applied to all the mechitzes. That we don't say. So commercial that we apply the halacha of Deif Nakumo even when it starts, when the Deif in its place is not adapted for the sukkah, and even if it has to be applied to it. I mean, this has to be explained. I mean, it's not so simple. But I don't want to explain it now because that will involve us for a very long time. So I just want to go over the Gemara, to finish up the Gemara. And the pshat in the Ritva, so next time. Hoysof Kusom, next time. Hoysof Kusom Yutva, Vichokat Bo, Kedei Lashvimo Laso, Im Yeish Kislas Ka, Uli Kisel Gimot Vochi, Psulo, Pochas Mishlishet Vochi, Kse. So what's the next thing? So now, the Alokhi is, that if the sukkah, the mechitzas of the sukkah, is less than 10 tefachim, so then the sukkah is not a good sukkah. So suppose it was less than 10 tefachim. These are the mechitzas. It's 9 tefachim. But then, he dug in the karka sukkah doggy. So the mele in the middle of the sukkah. So he doggy, and some mele from the bottom of the pit of the bear that he dug in the sukkah up to the srach, it's already 10 foot. So if he dug out, he carved out in the karaka sukkah all over the sukkah, in other words from wall to wall, then there will be no shayach. So mele you have tfanis that are 10 tefachim high, but even if he did not dug out, even if he didn't carve out a kak in the karka sukkah from wall to wall. But, let's say, here is one wall, and here is another wall. And he dug out a kak, and the kak, the end of the kak, is 2 or 2.5 tefachim away from each wall. Here too. The end of the kak is 2.5 tefachim away from each wall, from the wall. And here there is a wall, and the kak reaches up to 2 tefachim away from the wall. So then we apply the halacha of lovud. What does lovud imply? In other words, even though it does not reach the wall, the kak does not reach the wall, but it's very, very close to the wall. Less than 3 tefachim away, so it's considered as if it reached the wall. So mele, the kak is considered as reaching, as extending from wall to wall. So then we have the mechitze that is gavaya yutvor. So who is a person before him? Chotar bo kvashdim lazo. He nish misvas kak on kinsel yutvorchi psulo. Pochis mishlish yutvorchi kshevo. Oh, חוק הרבים באמצע, להשתום לעשור כנגיד הגומו, ובי סיגומו הרשסוקה בהירך לרחב, of course. If let's say that the area of the cut inside the bay, the carved out ground is, it does not have Zayin on Zayin for him, so then it's not a kosher suki. But if it has Zayin on Zayin, and the limits of the cut are less than 3 tefachim away from the walls, so then it's a sukkah shed. Kinege lashlim lasor kinege agum isakum ha'ashasukah be'er v'rech. Poches mishlei sho tefachim sheiro. כי לא בוד, הלוך למישים סינן, וחשבים לו כי לחקק לא בוד, הוא מגיע לקייס, לא בוד סביב, דובר שמעביר חמיס על דיסניפים, כאילו איסניפ, קק על קק. מה ישנה הוסון דם ופוחס מהבא אמיס? ומה ישנה אוכל דם ופוחס משלישת פוחים? So, in regard to his super shalim, my Lord Yechol, so even though the tzadik is removed from the kitzel, more than three foot, as long as it's not Dalet Ames removed from the kitzel, so we consider it as if the kitzel that is Dalet Ames minus a mashu, removed from the srach, had reached the srach for the halacha of the frakumo. So, and here, only less than three tvochim way, umay shnoche dam tvochim way, shnoche, hosam yisali deifim, kochas ma'aba amri sadyot, hochal ishav yuri deifim, kochas mishlishet tvochim eim, iloi loi, in other words, the halacha, in order to apply the halacha of the frakumo, so you must have a wall that has a halisha nechitzi. If the wall is less than 10 tefachim, he doesn't even have a chalisha nechutzeh. So he cannot apply the halacha of Deif Nakum. So that's why, if it's 3 tefachim away from the wall, dachdak, so then it's possible. And we do not say, let's consider that the 9 tefachim, mechitzeh, together with the piece of schach that is next to it is part and parcel of one David. The answer is we can only apply the law of David Nakumo if it is already Tezishemachitz without anything. But here, without the Nakumo, it doesn't even have a Chalishemachitz. So remember, we can apply the law of David Nakumo. Sakhocha Mishami Udeikhen Pokas Mishlochis Chishetvochim Eni Iloi Loi Hoso Nisla Deikhen Pokas Maaba Ameiz Hoso Nikishem Deifo Nuchol Deikhen Shem Pokas Nimi Shlein Deifen Vafuga Viyad Rokia Hilka Hadaba Ameiz Hoseh Mashu Agrach Nuh Reish Deivrakumo Hoche Pokas Nimi Udeikhen Deifno Ela Hashno Udeikhen Mishami Deifen Hilka Lameshe Deifen Uyadmure Rachmone Do Deivrakuma Agmure Vahayla Deifno Vilka Pokas Nimi Udeikhen Chol Duchte Rogudu Shabda Dome Iloi Loi. Now then the next thing. Now the rest of the dimension. Hoim shom poyom esrim amot upon bo amot shom gobei yasol tvochim v'yeish bo hechsha suke v'yeish bo hechsha suke so Rabbayel meila didas nechitzte. So Rabbayel first assumed that if you have a suke in my own fault and then he put inside the sukkah, the whole of the sukkah. So he set up an omelet. And the omelet, I mean, this does not have Zion of Zion, I suppose. It's a big omelet. It has Zion of Zion. So there, and someone will sit, and of course there is schach. And the schach from the ground, from the surface of the omelet, after the schach, it's less than chokhmah. Somebody will put a chair on that omelet. It's very wide, it's very long, the omelet. So, and you put the table and the chairs at the front, because I know Zion, and the roof there is meals, and on top there is chach, so Abaye first assumed that it's Mikhail and Suzuki. But, after all, the Deifni Ha'omud do not go up the Deifni Ha'omud. The Deifni Ha'omud do not go up, so it has chach, but here is the end of the Deifni Ha'omud. And so the ground of the sukkah has to be considered the upper surface of the amud, and the amud doesn't go up because there is a loche of gudasik mechitzte. So the melee of the Shabbos we say gudasik mechitzte. So the melee here. So let's say we imagine a seed, the deifen of the amud, the sides of the amud go up. They go up and they extend up to the srach. So the melee, he is chach above the amud, and then all the talking of the amud, this side of the amud is imagined as if it goes up to the schach. This side of the amud, we imagine as if it goes up to the schach. This side of the amud, we imagine as if it goes up, and this side. So we have the chitzes. So Rabbi said to him, Rabbi, beyond the teachings and points of it. That is, by such a, we cannot apply the halacha of Gudas Mechitze, because by such a, we must have visible Mechitze. Now, if we apply the halacha of Gudas Mechitze, so then you imagine a simple sight, there is a thin layer of sodas that goes up after the schach. But can you see it? You can see it. So in the way, by sukkah we require mechitzas and kolos. Upon Bar Mordechai, what the funny sound is, we have to speak to people, she good as the fit is lamish of a food sort of have beer, my soul is really scorching. But I really believe in you, the sugar is to calculation, if Nahamu did me sell, I'll be asked, who's half shall my law, Kojalo? They know that my law, Mihov, Mireish, Kwam. So we see from this Gemara we see that the halacha of Gudas Mechitze applies even in a case where you have no Mechitzes Mechores at all. Because the Shittas Rambam is the Gabi Shabbos, as Chaim explained it. Now I don't have the time to discuss it now. But the Shittas Rambam is the Gabi Shabbos, that when do we apply the halacha of Gudas Mechitze even Gabi Shabbos, that is only Shayach if there are Mechitzes that are Maki Echol. Let's say you have a chotzpah, then you have a chol, and here you have a wall, here you have a wall, here you have a wall, here you have a wall. So there we say Gudas Mechitze, that this wall goes up, even though it just went for now. But by a normal, which Rashi says in Shabbos, Tafzadik Tes, that by Shabbos we applied our halacha of Gudasik, even with Gabi Omud. Gabi Omud, now the halacha is that Omud Gabi Ayud, the halacha Dal Dal Dalet has a Dina Rosh Hashanah. If you have an Omud, set up in the Rosh Hashanah. At I'm 40 seconds. If you have an Omud, set up an Omud, that is Gabi Ayud, and Dal Dal Dalet, so then it has a Dina Rosh Hashanah. In other words, so if you throw, let's say, a ball from the street and it falls on the Talmud, so it's like Zeret Meshes Arabi, Meshes Ayot. Meshes Arabi, Meshes Ayot. So Rashi says, that's a test of Shabbos, that the surface of the Omud has a dinner of Meshes Ayot. Why? Because we consider the Tnei Omud as if it went up. So in Mele, the surface of the Omud is Mugat Mechitzes. Without the halacha, of Gudas Mechitze, he wouldn't be chayav, because then it's not Mugat Mechitzes. So it's not Mugat Mechitzes. So Rashi says that we consider as if the Tnei Omud goes up. Now the Rambam Shite appears that the halacha of Gudas Mechitze is only shayav if you have mechitzes mamash, actual mechitzes, you have a hole and then you have walls. So then we say you say you have a hole right here. But in a novel, you don't have any walls. It's completely open. You don't have any open space that is muket with walls. It's completely open. Completely open. So maybe we don't say the last mechitzes. So the question arises. So why do we say that if someone, the Gemara says that the test of Shabbos, if somebody throws, let's say, a ball from the Rishis Rabbi and falls on top of the Omud that stands in the Rishis Rabbi and is higher, but there has to be a Hanochi and a Rishis Ayochi. So the surface itself, alright, is a Zedin of a Rishis Ayochi. But the ball occupies space in three-dimensional way. So the Mele, the Hanochi of the ball is not just the surface of the Omud. It occupies space. It's something that bulges. So the Mele, so the Hanochi is not completely in the Rishayochi. So Rav Chaim says, according to the Rambam, there is a special Hanochi, Gabi Shabbos, that Rishayochi is in the Hanochi. So since Omud Gabi Ayud, the Rochi Dalet Al Dalet, so has it in the Rishayochi, so the Mele, even though all the space up to the Rokia, above, this surface of the Omud is also Nikra Shreshta Yochid, but it's not on the basis of the Dachit Nechitzteh, because according to the Rambam, we only say the Dachit Nechitzteh if there are walls mamish. We have a hollow, open space, and walls are marketed. But the Nomud is completely auto, so we don't say the Dachit Nechitzteh. Now, from this Gemara, it's a kasha against the Rambam. Because the Gemara, so the Rabbi, the Neymar, the Dachit Nechitzteh, so Rabbi, the assume that if somebody sits up, he puts a chair on the table, on top of the omud, it is Zayin al Zayin, and eats there is the time it's a soup. Why? Because the play omud go up. So what they told him, no, Bino Mechitzes and Ikor is Yureke. Bino Mechitzes and Ikor is Yureke. In other words, that by Suke, we need Mechitzes and Ikor. But, according to the Rambam, even Gabi Shabbos, we don't say, would ask Mechitzes in such a case. So obviously, the Rambam will have to explain the Gemara, not as Rashi. Rashi explained the Gemara more about the Nukhitz and the Kodesh of Eke, that it means Sukkah requires Nukhitz and the Kodesh. The Rambam will explain, no, Rabbi, Abayi Nechaname assumed like that, that the Aloche of Gudasik Nechitz applies even when you don't have real Nechitzes, that are Maki Vechol. So Rabbi said, in order to apply the Aloche of Gudasik Nechitz, whether in Sukkah or in Shabbos or in any place. So we need Mechitzes Nikoritz. What is Mechitzes Nikoritz? That you have a hollow and you have a wall that is marking the hollow. Mashinke, where you have something that is autumn. So then you do not say, you do not apply the aloha of Gudas Mechitzes.
Why can't we say that it's like a couple of people through it? So we can always say that it's just a tap-up, so it's really easy to point everything. So obviously he has to be sitting under the wall, because if it's just a tap-up, so then it's not Shavuot Shavuot.
No. Over there, if it's actually, it's really, first of all, the translation is and then, so one mandoma says that even if he doesn't have the tap-up, the tap-up. So it's okay. Why? Because if it's a suit, it's in. Let's say, here is one wall, and then the other wall is, or both walls like this, and then there is a third wall. So then, and it's all made, the wall are made of kanu. So that's kosher for stuff, you see. So in other words, the dayfen, and the, if it's a suit, it's in. So then the dayfen and the stuff merge. So, but, we pass in that it has to have the gagateva. But it's made out of material that is kosher for stuff.
So with the Rambi Moria,
but here we are talking of the case. He sits here, and this is not kosher Israq.
But if it were kosher Israq,
oh, but then, so then we wouldn't have any problem with the kosher Israq. The problem rises because it's the Sabai Shemifras. So all the but in Sukkah Asuyah Kitzri, so then there is no problem over there. No. Where it was picked for that purpose, so it's like adapting it. Of course he has reference to the case.
And we all have reference also on that issue.
No, I have. It's clear as day. Mm-hmm. It's clear as day. I mean, I mentioned another pshat in the modern time. Not like the Chassam Sefer pshat. But it's according to Chassam Sefer, which is a very difficult shikah, and we don't pass like that, it's a shikah tchoyah to Chassam Sefer. Even in the Tvoyah, it's a shikah tchoyah. Yeah. But even according to Chassam Sefer, only when he wants it. He wants it. It's nichalei. Okay.
Yeah, so then he says, in case I mention it, that's nichalei. It doesn't have to pass nichalei. Why is it nichalei?
Why? Over there?
He had something about Rachi, the thing was rattling, and there was a little hole. Why should it be nichalei?
They talk about the case.
That's so strange.
They talk about the case where it's nichalei.
Yeah, okay, that's strange.
I think that the Pshat in Mordechai is something else. The Pshat in Mordechai is the way that Chaim explains the Raivah. I discussed it in a short way. What? No, but Reb Chaim says that the Raivah chicken, all the other Rishonim is better than Raivah. And the Raivah mentioned the Tisef. So many Rishonim say that the Tisef, that the Mishnah in Kedu, is Chelek on the Tisef, and we don't pass by the Tisef. Because the Tisef says that if you have a Silah, that is kotel. Yeah. By nature, it's kotel. Yeah. Melee, it is a beskibo. It's a beskibo. So you can, it cannot be used for a mikveh. So all the shenim, when it was shenim, why did it use for a mikveh? It wasn't constructed deliberately for the kotel. It just has naturally kibo. So the Rambam doesn't pass like that, he said. The Rambam passed in that, he said. And he says, there is no stir between the Mishnah and Kerim and the Zephyr. Because the Mishnah and Kerim says, it's not Mikavutume. It's not Mikavutume. But the Rambam Shikim is, it's not Mikavutume. But a Kerim it is, since it has a kibble. So a Kerim it is. So the Melee to transmit water into a mikveh, it's all right. Even though, so it's all right. Mashiach, the Rambam.